expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Okay, we're on the air.
Okay, feed me up. All right, here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio. This is, of course, www.mikebroadcastdbb.com. This is the Mike Radio Show. Your host is the Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, and I am glad in it. And I'm so glad. I'm excited because, once again, we're staying faithful to our task at hand, and that is to train and equip the disciples so we can help to manage the world and run the earth the way it's supposed to be ran. Today's topic is a real interesting and intriguing topic. Now, today I am not in the studio. Actually, I'm calling in on my phone, because I'm due for another engagement. God opened some doors, and I'll be traveling down to, of course, the Maryland area, MD, to do a prayer summit on this weekend. I was invited out, and I thank God for new doors opening, and I'm happy to be a part of what God is going to do in this hour, and I'm so glad to be alive. So we're going to get into the Word of God. And we're going to believe God for some great things today. And we're not going to let the enemy stop us. We're not going to let the enemy disturb us or rock us. We're going to be faithful to what God called us to as we continue to train and equip the saints to do what they're supposed to do. And that, of course, is to trust in a living Savior. So let's pray. And I'm going to get my Bible as I show you some things. I entitled this teaching today, Secrets from Heaven. Secrets from Heaven, or titled Secrets About Heaven. And these are some things I want to show you and teach you that you're going to have to listen to over and over, because more than likely you won't get it the first time. And I realize that the type of ministry I have is not for the normal ear believer. You have to listen to it and watch it and digest it and hear it over and over. Now, I'm not live right now. I'm just doing DDB Radio right now, www.mikebroadcastdb.com. And so we're going to really ask that you tune in to the TuneIn radio station, download the app, and I'm going to need your ears now, not your eyes. I need your ears to hear some things I'm going to say, which might be a little bit different to what you've been used to. I'm going to treat this broadcast as if you're hearing me for the very first time. And the reason why I'm doing this teaching, because I got an inbox from someone, a first-time visitor, and he heard me say something, and it threw him for a loop. He said, third heaven. He said, I never heard of that. He said, do you have scripture for that? I never heard that, never seen that before. And I'm going to show you secrets about heaven, from the third heaven to the second heaven and to the first heaven. Now, this is why I teach my school, SITU, School of Intensified Training and Understanding, so you would get an in-depth look into how you're supposed to approach the Bible and see your life from heaven's perspective. And I'm going to deal with some sacred cows. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to deal with some sacred cows. And these are traditional teachers and things we've been taught that was taught from, I think, very loving parents and loving pastors. But when you began to do the study yourself, you found a lot of stuff we were taught was erroneous. Doesn't mean it wasn't sincere. It doesn't mean they didn't believe in Christ. It's just that sometimes we have a futuristic mindset that kind of messes up our ability to be aware of what the kingdom of God is about. I am going to show you, according to the scriptures, how all three heavens were supposed to align together under the authority and management of man. I'm going to answer an age-old question I get asked all the time. If God is so good, why is the world so bad? And I'm going to answer it like this. The reason why the world is so bad, because God is so good. Let me say it again. Somebody asked me, if God is so good, why is the world so bad? And then I'm going to answer that by saying this. Well, the world is so bad because God is so good. Because when you deal with God, he deals with management. He deals with relinquish of authority. He deals with turning over the keys so you are really responsible for the decisions and choices you make. There are repercussions. There's repercussions and there's stuff that happens to our actions. And so if man messed up, then man must pay the price. If man is given keys over the kingdom of heaven and he hands his keys over to someone else, that's not God's problem. That's man's problem. If I have a daughter, which I do, Micaiah, and she has her permit and she's going to have her license, and she comes to me and says, Dad, I want to borrow the car. I don't turn the ownership of the car over to her. I give her the keys of my car. So she becomes what I call the delegated ruler or the delegated manager, so that she can take care of the stuff that I've delegated to her. And here's the problem with delegation and management, or giving someone dominion. That means you're given a decision to make choices. And those choices might not be right choices. It might backfire. It might make me look kind of dumb. It might make me look like something's wrong with me when I gave the authority to my daughter. And that's the catch-22 that God has when it comes to man. He says something very dangerous in Genesis chapter 1 before he even made our physical bodies. He preloaded and downloaded into our spirits that we will have dominion. Let them have dominion. Four of the most dangerous words to tell someone, I'm giving you authority, I'm giving you responsibility, I'm giving you the ability to make choices and decisions that can impact so many other people's lives. And that's one of the tricky things about rulership and dominion, because God never turned over ownership. He turned over rulership and dominion. And sometimes I think because due to our American mind and due to some of our television viewing, we don't understand the power of management and rulership. And this is going to help you to understand how the heavens run from the three through the two and into the one. Okay? Now I'm going to paraphrase a few things first, and then I'm going to come back and point some things out to you so you can really understand this whole thing about heaven, what it is and what it isn't, and what it's supposed to be and what we made it not to be, and the impact it had when it comes to Lucifer, man, and how the whole operation goes. And I'm going to tell you something about God. God is an amazing Father. He loves us so much that he knew that we would mess up. He knew we would need redemption. He knew that the project would not come out the way he wanted to at first. But overall, he had already took Jesus and had him slain before the foundation of the world, knowing that we would need another chance to get it right. There used to be a song called Second Time Around. A song mark, a powerful song. To me, it's gospel because it means that God gave me a second chance to get it right. That's why God called that the born-again experience, or being reset from heaven above. Because once you call in the name of Jesus, he cleanses you, he washes you, he purges your conscience, he makes you a sinless being, and he gives you back the keys we gave to Satan. And now we rule for what I call on behalf of the third heaven through the second heaven into the first heaven. And so let's pray. I gave you a little bit of a taste overall the message, but I'm going to point some things out to you, and this will be a deep teaching. We have to hear this over and over. I will advise you, it might not come across the way you want to hear it at first, but you have to listen intently. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, that you give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Jesus, that my eyes were enlightened, that I know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because might make death believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ, in raising from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that full of all in all, in Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let me first paraphrase something and get you a real deep understanding about heaven that you probably never heard before. I don't want to assume the day I want to teach, I want to treat this program as if a first-time listener is tuning in. And, of course, it's the Might Radio Show, and my address, of course, is www.mightbroadcastdvd.com. But I want to really show you something that I believe that's going to blow your mind. When you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, just in chapter 1 alone, verse 1 says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And it's heavens, pluralistic heavens and the earth, which means more than one heaven. All right? And I think there are three, two, one. And in between verse 1 and verse 2, something traumatic happened. And most scholars believe, and I also believe there is the gap theory of about a million years between verse 1 and verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1. Because it first comes out with a completed sentence, a completed statement that God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 gives you insight that something is wrong because there's darkness and there's confusion. Something transpired between verse 1 and verse 2 of Genesis, which I believe was the throwing out of Lucifer out of the third heaven, who lands into the earth through the second heaven and ends up in the Garden of Eden, all right? And there was mass confusion, and God is restructuring and putting everything together from verse 2 all the way through to Genesis chapter 1. And God continues his project of creating a man after his own image. When God said, let us make man, he had already created him in his alpha omega state, his finished state of mind, before he starts the project. He finishes before he starts. That's called the alpha and the omega. Time comes out of God. Everything comes out of him. God began the beginning before the beginning began. God started before God started. These are quotes from Dr. Mazel, my apostolic father, who went to be with the Lord in 2014. But he dropped some heavy science on me that everything comes out of God. Eternity comes out of God. God is before eternity and God is after eternity. We have to live forever so we get to know how kind God is forever. So redemption of mankind is an awesome redemptive work if you really understand what it's about. In Genesis chapter 1, he said, let us create man. He said, let them have dominion. Let us make man. I want to get real deep. And what he's doing, he is pre-programming and giving us a pre-earthly conversation with our spirits and say, I am going to create your body from the ground and drop this project inside your body. And I'm going to take your spirit and your body and place you inside of the Garden of Eden, all right? The Garden of Eden, now listen to me very carefully, first-time listeners. The Garden of Eden, to my insight and to my study, represents that second heaven, represents that heaven between what I call the third and first heaven, okay? The second heaven, and that's the heaven where man has given spiritual authority to impact the earth, okay? Now, the Garden of Eden was placed on top of the earth, all right? So you got, and then God will come and walk with them in the cool of the garden. So God represents the third heaven. The Garden of Eden represents the second heaven. And the planet Earth, which is the earth, represents the first heaven. So you see all three heavens in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. Now, this is what God has a habit of doing. This is very deep, but listen to me carefully. He likes to finish a thing before he starts a thing. Once God omega something, then he alphas it. And I think his faith is strong enough to come to pass. And so even though God knows the beginning from the end, he walks with us as if sometimes that's the first time of him seeing it and hearing experiencing it, so you can experience the feeling of falling down with mankind, getting back up, being disappointed, being let down. It goes through all the emotions we go through as people, but God has already seen the end from the beginning. This is very deep, but catch this. So God takes Adam's spirit and drops it in Adam's car, which is his body, and he breathed into him the breath of life. He took Adam's finished spirit and dropped it inside of his body and then placed him in the Garden of Eden, which is connected to the earth. So I have given Adam, which is not really his name, it means a species. So you get this, the first Adam, and then his wife makes the second Adam, and there were all some other Adams after that. And I think it's tremendous that the term Adam, A-D-A-M, is closely related to the scientific word for chemicals called atom, A-T-O-M. It's funny, it sounds the same, it's spelled differently, but it really does, everything is made from atoms. And so whatever this atom does, it's going to have a direct impact on everything that happens between the heaven and the earth. So what you see in the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and 1, is how the heavens work with the earth. So let me chapter, because I want you to catch this, because if you don't catch this, American gospel and the weak form of Christianity will have you thinking what heaven isn't and what earth isn't. I'm making it very plain. When God came on the Garden of Eden and walked with man, that was the third heaven, connected with the second heaven, which Adam and Eve had spiritual keys, and then the first heaven, which is the earth. So all three are working together according to God's will and plan. Now something is going to shift between the heavens and the earth based on man's responsibility and his choice. Now, I mean, here's the age-old question I get asking me all the time. Believe in a good God, why is the world so bad? Well, the world is so bad because we got a good God. Because a good God relinquishes authority to a bad man, right? Because a bad man don't follow the Father. And if God makes everybody do something because he's supposed to do it, he won't have a free will moral agent. He'll have a robot. So you got to give man the ability to make a choice. And God knows by giving man a choice between good and evil, he is going to choose evil. But because of God's redemptive love, he's going to give man the ability to choose again. And then God is going to rectify and rescue and transform everything that our bad decisions made. You get me so far? Okay? 218. I'm going straight to about 228 for our commercial break. Now, I want you to understand this. And you have to listen to this constantly and over and over to get this in your spirit. I am going to show you something that maybe you didn't see before. I'm going to show you that. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2 represents how heaven is supposed to work with earth. How heaven is supposed to work with the earth. Third heaven is God's ownership and God's management. Second heaven is man's management. First heaven is man's management. All right, we don't own anything. It's been delegated to us. But God respects our management. God has made a word with the Godhead. Let them have dominion. Let them have keys over the heaven and the earth. What heaven? The second heaven and the first heaven. Okay? And I won't go any deeper. I won't give you access. I'm talking about the third heaven later because it's too much. I just can't give as much to people right now. So I'm going to give you authority, management, and dominion over the earth, which is managed by a power source of the second heaven. So the second heaven and the first heaven, which is the earth, or the heaven and the earth, are going to be connected to the decision-making power of Adam and his wife. Okay, now, I want you to get that in your mind first. And I'm going to talk about secrets of heaven. So, here we go. God takes Mr. Adam by himself. And inside of Adam, A-D-A-M, my brother, one of my friends, one of my ministers used to say, I call Minister B, used to say, God gives Adam, because his name is Adam. God gives Adam. That's real good, right? And inside of Adam is his wife and the whole population on the planet Earth is located in Adam. I'm going to say it again. This is very powerful, and don't miss this. Everybody that is to be somebody was located in that one body. It's whatever Adam does will affect everybody. Can I say it again? I'm going to try it again. Everybody that is to be somebody is located in Adam's body. So whatever decisions Adam make affects everybody. So if Adam falls, everybody falls, all right? If Adam needs redemption, everybody needs redemption. I want you to be closely. Whatever decisions Adam make affects everybody because it's called the trickle-down factor. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, if God knew Adam was going to mess up, why did God give him the keys in the first place? Well, guess what? I think about my own personal life. There are times in my life I know my daughter and my son are going to mess up. Does that mean I don't give them the car? Does that mean I keep them in the house? Does that mean I lock them down? Does that mean I play a game of fear, trap them, knowing they're going to fall and mess up? Or do I let them live out the thing called life? That means you're going to live according to the decisions and the choices that you make. So this is all about sonship, raising up sons and daughters to be the image of God and how to manage the heavens and the earth properly. Did you know that salvation really comes down to managing the heavens and the earth properly throughout eternity? I know people never say it like that. It really means God wants to save you, redeem you, sit you at the master's table so you can run the heavens and earth the way they're supposed to be ran. And after learning what happens when a man makes a wrong choice, we get to see the damage and the painfulness of sinfulness. That's why I believe that God allowed this thing called time, T-I-M-E, which Miles used to say, an interruption of eternity, so that you can see what happens when man makes a bad choice. It causes pain and sickness and disease. Now you get to see what happens when you don't obey the voice of God. And in order for us to be in God's image, we must be given the power to choose between good and evil. And what he does in Genesis chapter 2, he explains to Adam, I am going to put you in a spot of heaven, which I call the second heaven, which is the term from Eden, which really means a spot of pleasure. Really, Eden means a utopia of a place of total pleasure. Oh, my God. And I know what you think of pleasure. You think of sex. You think of something you buy, a nice car, a house. This pleasure level Jesus talks about is a type of pleasure that you would receive by fully obeying God. So which means that the Garden of Eden, which is the type and shadow of second heaven, is connected to the earth. So if Adam and Mrs. Adam obey, there'll be different levels of glory that will transpire throughout eternity while Adam is on the earth. But the problem is, in order to be a moral, spiritual free agent, you must be given the power to choose. Now here comes an enemy of God called Lucifer, okay? I'm giving a loud paraphrase first. After we do the first break, I'm gonna go and show you some scripture. It's 2:24. There was an angel that God gave great authority and management to. His name was Lucifer, called light being, light bearer, or light reflector. Lucifer is sort of like the planet, sort of like the rock in the sky called the moon, which is a satellite. It doesn't have its own light. It only is supposed to reflect the light of the sun, S-U-N. Well, Lucifer says, I don't want to reflect the sun. I want to be the sun. I want to be like the Most High God. I want decision-making power. Do what I want. I'm not interested in just management. I want ownership. And God doesn't know what he's doing. Let us live the life we want to live. And so Lucifer was given authority over the earth before Adam came here. And he was put in charge of all the angels. And he's one of the top three generals. He is called the anointed cherub that covereth. Isaiah chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 26. And so you're not only a cherub, which means a high-ranking angel, you are an anointed cherub that covereth other cherubs. So Lucifer was placed over Michael and Gabriel. You got the three, you got the mighty three, all represent W's. Lucifer was the worshiper Michael is the warrior, which means fighter. I like that name, Michael. Sounds familiar. And Gable is the one that carried the word. So you got Gable carried the word. You got Satan, who was the worshiper. And you got Michael, who was the warrior. And these are God's top three generals. And they run the innumerable company of angels. Lucifer decided to rebel and take his portion of angels, which I think make up the principalities that fight against us today. And there's another set of demons that come from bodies that was cursed from some social system that Lucifer was in charge of. And so these spirits look to re-enter bodies. They all make up the kingdom of darkness. Don't have time to do scripture on this. I'm just paraphrasing. So Lucifer's job or his assignment is to get man to fall like he fell, because there is no redemption for Satan. He is headed straight for the eternal lake of fire. And I do believe in hell. I do believe in the eternal lake of fire. So I still believe in those basic doctrines. But the job of Satan, and that's his second name, his third name I could call the devil. He went from Lucifer to Satan to the devil. Lucifer is his assignment from third heaven. He was fired, cast down. He landed in the earth, which makes him Satan, the opposer of man. And once Satan wins the battle, or wins the little battle against man, he becomes devil, the daddy of evil. From Lucifer to Satan to the devil. All right? And man today, through the body of Christ, has to deal with this nemesis called Satan and the kingdom of darkness. And God has not destroyed him totally, because he's on a lease program. And I think as long as Adam was close to have authority, that is what Satan is walking in. The curtains are up, I used to say, Lucifer has the lease keys that Adam was supposed to have. And though Adam died at 900 or something years old, Lucifer, the devil, still has his house keys to the kingdom of heaven, which is the second heaven, and uses his keys very wisely. And he had a certain level of power that he was stripped of when Christ came out of the grave. And it's still enough to deceive the nations. And the scriptures I'm giving you. So in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. Now, we're going to take a break. It's 2:28. I'm going to come back. Let's take our commercial break, my engineer, Robbie. And let's come back. And I'm going to take a commercial break. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. I've been speaking about the secrets of heaven. Let's come back after this. Let's take a break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back, we're back. We welcome you back, of course, to my radio show here at DDV Radio. Listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We come to you every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And today I'm not in the studio. I'm doing a call-in show, and I hope I'm coming in nice and clear. Thank God for my engineer brother, Robbie, who's doing a great job. And I'm on the road. I'm on my way to a prayer summit in Maryland, and it's because KOM is praying for me. I got supporters who are sowing into my life, my net droppers, my book purchasers. Whenever I go out and minister, you're part of my team. It's never one person preaching. It's a whole team behind them. I may look like I get the credit out front, but everything I get when it pertains to eternal life is because people like you help me out, including Robbie, including Danny, including Olympia. Everything that goes in this station has eternal benefits. So it's bigger than getting paid a check, broadcast. Everything costs money, everything. So everything you give to sow, it really helps Reverend McDuffie out. Anyway, let's go back to what I was talking. I was talking about Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. And one of the problems with the devil is you don't want to submit to God's will. You want to do your own thing. And trust me, there are many angels who want to follow Lucifer. So Lucifer gets his own team called the Kingdom of Darkness. And so his job has always been the same, is to get man to make decisions like he did. And so sometimes Satan likes the desire of man. So sometimes it looks like that God, that man always follows Satan. Sometimes Satan follows man, because the Bible says Satan savors the things of man. So the Bible says that man is very short-sighted. He wants shortcuts. He don't want character development. He don't want to submit to God. He wants to do his own thing, of course, his sinful nature. And sometimes when we do something wrong, Satan comes along and says, do it. You want to lie. Say, yeah, go ahead, lie. He jumps on your bandwagon and follows you. So when we come to read about Satan for the first time in terms of the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1 says, Now the serpent was more subtile than the beast living on all the field. And of course, the term serpent represents a physical snake in some aspects. But the book of Hebrews, because it's written in Hebrew, that serpent can contain a lot of meaning. If you get the Hebrew mysticism, it takes you to a whole nother ballgame. But let's make it real simple. Serpent is a physical snake-like body that probably walked up on its own 2 feet. But him and Satan cut a deal. Satan never just blesses anyone for no reason. Now, Satan can bless, but all his blessings eventually turn into a curse. One thing I know about the devil, he will empower you with riches and popularity and what you want, but there's always a cost for it. You know, sin has a cost, so does righteousness. Jesus' blood paid it all, but guess what? Sin has a payday after a while, too. You can choose to sin, but you can't choose the consequences. And so there's a price to be paid whether you serve Christ or you don't serve Christ. But guess what the big thing is? Lucifer is offering a game of, if you help me, I'll help you. Because at the end of the day, we want to deceive man. We want man to fall so we can have authority back in the earth that I've been closed out of. So apparently, the serpent yields its body to Satan. Now, here's some insight about the secrets of heaven. God and Satan both need heaven to work through. Write that down. God and Satan both need a heaven to work through. So if God is going to work through man, he has to come through the second heaven into the first heaven, which is the earth. If Satan is going to bring damage to man, he must come through the second heaven and come into the first heaven, which is the earth. So God and Satan always look for a physical doorway to come through. Sometimes that doorway is a person. Sometimes that doorway could be a circumstance. Sometimes that doorway could be weather conditions. So, see, God and Satan looks for something through the second heaven to come through to bring their agenda to pass or to advance their agenda. God's agenda is that his rule and reign will rule from the third heaven through the second heaven into the first heaven. Satan's job is to oppose God and get man to make a wrong decision so we can take our souls to hell, basically. So, somebody asked me a question today. I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. How do you come up with three heavens? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, I was caught up to paradise. I was caught up to the kingdom of God. I saw things I cannot even articulate. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, or is it 13? I think it's 2 Corinthians 12. Let me just make it plain because I want you to see something that I think is kind of powerful in the aspect of the three heavens. The third heaven, of course, is called paradise. It's called the third heaven. And then you got also what I call the second heaven. I don't say second, but it has to be that heaven a little bit different than God's heaven. And if it's heaven pluralistic, it means more than one heaven, even though they're aligned as one, okay? If you read this scripture here, I'm going to go to, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, but I think it's a real powerful portion of scripture that we need to really understand. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says it like this. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, verse 2, I know a man or a human in Christ, Messiah, above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, no not, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, no not. God Elohim, he knoweth, such as a one got caught up, seized into the third heaven. Now, if there's a third heaven, there's a second, and there's a first. You don't just jump to three. And there's no mention of fourth, fifth, sixth heaven. It's third heaven. And that's the place of paradise. He said, I knew such a man, human, whether in body, whether out of body. I cannot tell, no, that only Elohim knows. How that he was caught up, seized into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, inexpressible lema, which is not even lawful, allowed for a man and human to utter speak. Of such a one will I glory, shall I boast, yet of myself I shall not glory or boast. Now, why is Paul saying this? Because apparently there were believers at Corinthians that thought they had a right to boast because they had the gifts of the Spirit. They could speak in tongues of everybody else. They could preach better. I belong to Paul's measure. I belong to Peter's measure. You ever meet these church folks? They're bragging about their spiritual gifts as if it's theirs. You ever meet people say, I can out-pray everybody. I can out-shout everybody. I can out-dance everybody. You sound like an idiot. You sound just like what Paul speaks against, glorifying and stuff that's not even yours. And Paul says, If anyone got a right to boast, I could boast and brag. I was caught up 40 years ago and walked the streets of heaven and saw stuff I couldn't even articulate. I came back to my awareness in the first heaven, and I can brag about it, and I can boast about it. But my maturity level tells me that's not what it's about. It's about serving Christ, serving mankind, encouraging one another. So this is the third heaven scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. There's another heaven. Go over to the book of Matthew chapter 11. Right for the Matthew 11. Let me show you what I saw the second heaven, because it just makes sense. All right, chapter 11, verse 11, and Jesus Christ is speaking and teaching and dealing with the ministry of John the Baptist and really trying to get the disciples and religious systems to notice something, that even though John the Baptist was greatly to be honored, he's no way compared to me. That's what Jesus was saying. He says, I'm greater than John the Baptist. He said, whoever is in the least of the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. So don't worship him. He will decrease as I increase. He's going off the scene. I'm coming on the scene. And so he goes to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 12. He says, verily, 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 I word unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. That includes everybody in the Old Testament. None is greater than John the Baptist. So John the Baptist is the summation of everything of the Old Testament. All right? Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom, sovereign of the heaven, of the heavens, pluralistic, is greater than he. So you can start with Adam and go to Moses and go to David. You can go talk about Abraham and Amos and Jeremiah. None is comparison to the sons and daughters of God who are inside of Christ in the kingdom. Imagine that. Michael McDuffie is greater than David. I'm Michael McDuffie. I'm greater than Abraham. I'm greater than Moses. You know why? Because I sit at the master table because I'm inside of Christ, which means me and Christ are one. That's the God the Father. There ain't no greater. So Jesus is teaching a conceptual truth to the religious order of the day that don't think because you're Jewish by blood or because you're a Pharisee or a Sadducee that you're greater than everybody else, because you guys love John the Baptist. I understand. I got great honor for him, but he isn't greater than me. And let me tell you something. Whoever comes inside of me is greater than John the Baptist. See, so he's really restructuring the thinking of how people had exalted John the Baptist over the ministry of Jesus the Christ. Then he says in verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist, which means all the Old Testament, unto now, the kingdom, the sovereignty of heaven of heavens, suffers violence. It is taken by force. And the violent and force is taken by force. All the prophets and the law, the Torah, prophesy unto John, and if you were to receive it, this is Elias, which was about to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting on the markets and calling unto their fellows and comrades and saying, worthy, we have piped food unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned lament unto you and you're not lamented. But John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, a word, he have a devil. The Son of Man came eating, drinking, and they say, word, behold, a man gluttonous, human glutton, and a wine bearer in front of the publicans, customs, ages, and sinners. But wisdom is just about of her children. So what is Jesus talking about? He says, listen, I'm number one, John Baptist number two. I bring the kingdom to the table. Since the beginning of time, there's been spiritual warfare going on in the second heaven. And the violent one been taking that heaven, been taking it and using it wrong, the religious structures of that day. But I've come to restore you back to your authority in the second heaven. That's a nutshell. So whatever goes out in the second heaven will manifest in the first heaven. And the first heaven, according to Psalms 19, is the physical heaven, which represents the earth. All right, here we go. Let's go to Psalms 19. There's no way I cover all this in an hour, but I hope I at least got your appetite wet. Okay? Psalms 19 says this in verse 1, the heavens declare, ascribe the glory and the honor of God, and the fulfillment and the firmament expanse sheweth tell of his handiwork. Day after day, it utters a speech, pushing, sayings. And night after night, showing forth knowledge. There is no speech saying, nor language word, whose their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words utterance to the end of the world. He said that the first heaven is the stars, the sun, the galaxy, the earth, and all that's in it. It is the voice of God. So what you see here are three heavens, the third heaven, the second heaven, and the first heaven. And the role of mankind, the secret was, he was supposed to manage the second and third. He was supposed to manage the second and first heaven like God the Father owns and manages the third heaven. So when the devil reared up his ugly head in the third heaven and threw him out, we were supposed to throw him out of the second and first heaven. We're supposed to shut him down. So we're supposed to imitate the image of our Father. Okay? Let's go back to Genesis. Okay, I got 10 minutes left. About 2:45, 2:46. So let me show you this. And when you're about to close out, my brother engineer just sent me a text, and I know when to close out. Get about a minute to close out. 2 minutes. And so in Genesis 3, we find that the serpent has cut a deal with Lucifer. And Lucifer's name now is Satan, which means the opposer of man. And Satan finds himself in the Garden of Eden. Now, why would Satan be using the body of the serpent? Because his job is to get man to fall like he fell. Because what you don't understand is that God is a perfect God. He is a sinless God. And once sin becomes a part of you, it has nothing to do with you. He has to cut you off. So, and there was no redemption for devils. There's no redemption for angels. When angels fall, they're done. They're locked up throughout eternity. They're finished. All right? So Lucifer's plan, Satan's plan is, I got to get man to fall like I fell. So while God has given what I call heaven and kingdom instructions to man, if you look at Genesis chapter 2, looking at verse 16, and the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden and eating, you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat it. For in the day that you eat it, you will die. Or in thy dying, you shall surely die. And he gives a commandment. And he's talking to Mr. Adam. It's the same guy that got everybody inside of him. So his choice that he makes, the choices he chooses, will determine the plight of the whole planet Earth. And I know what you're thinking. Well, if I was back then, I wouldn't have failed. Why did God choose that guy? Let me give you an insight, another heavenly secret. When God chooses someone to exist in a certain time zone and in a certain space and a certain lifetime, that's the best person that can live at that time. There's no one that can take up space as Michael McDuffie, but Michael McDuffie. There can't be another guy that takes my space. When God chose me to be born through my mama's womb, through my father's key, through my father's key, through my mother's doorway, there's no one that can live this life like Michael McDuffie, I'm the best one chosen for the moment. Now, though I sinned and messed up and had to be born again, no one can live my space like Michael McDuffie. So the Adam that was chosen to be the Adam at that time is the best Adam. And the best Adam at that time sinned and fell, which means we would have did even worse. So Adam, according to Genesis 3, sins. And why is Adam the problem? Because he was the one that given the authority. Watch this, and here's the secret of heaven. Heavens and earth will obey the management style of mankind. The heavens we're talking about, the second and first heaven, is connected to the earth, but the first heaven is the earth. So there is a heavens that man, listen, has management over, the second and first heaven. That's what the second heaven is. The second heaven is the Garden of Eden. The first heaven is the earth. Hold on. Hold on. can't check it. But listen. Hold on. I'm just trying to check something here. Okay. Rob, we still got 250. All right, just catch it which time I got. Okay, it's 250. So in Genesis 3, when Adam and Mrs. And she's called the woman, when they made the wrong decision, they actually gave their house keys, their heavenly keys, and the impact of the earth over to the serpent and Satan. And once Adam relinquishes his management keys, now this whole earth has shifted. There's going to grow another world, another functionality that's outside of the will of the Father, which is called the cosmos of evil. And you're going to begin to see Adam's sin nature come forward. You're going to see the first innocent murder. You're going to see the first murder of Cain, murder his younger brother. You're going to see a spirit of arrogance. You're going to see a whole lot of stuff break forth because man no longer is functioning under the alignment of the third heaven. Now, the second heaven and the first heaven has been kind of disconnected from the third heaven, and now Lucifer has the heavenly keys of man. Now, I'm going to stop there because I've given you a whole lot on the day, and this is a show you're going to have to hear over and over. Now, if you go do your homework, go back and listen to the broadcast, and I come back next Saturday to talk about secrets of heaven. And if you want to know more about this teaching, watch SRTU on my Facebook page. Go back and watch some of my former clippings. You're going to learn a lot about the secrets of heaven and how heaven operates. And what I'm doing is I'm destroying the traditional sacred cow is that heaven is later on after you come out of a casket. Our citizenship in heaven is already now. When you give your life to Christ, you occupy heaven now. And God transformed your vile bodies into the glory, the power of God. Not just your physical body, your spirit is transformed. Hallelujah. So we're going to begin to close out. It's 2:53. I'm going to take 2 minutes to give you these announcements. On this Sunday afternoon, my church service will be in the evening. I'm going to do a live church service at the Mighty Son of God Church because I will be down in Maryland. If you're in the Maryland area, down in the D.C. area, I'm doing a prayer seminar at 9 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning. It's someplace you want to come to and meet some new people, new spaces, new places. And the Mighty Son of God Church, some of my members are coming down. M318 will be there, President Crystal, Yaya, my team, Pastor Sharon, Minister Danielle, my wife Jamie, my daughter Micaiah, Sister Michelle. Hey, we're coming down to have a time down in Maryland. And guess what? I have a building project that'll be taking place in Maryland. I'm good friends with an owner of some properties, and he's coming down to the Maryland area, and he wants to do some work down there. So I suggest you're going to be part of Pastor Mike's circle. You better join up now. I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. I hit you up later on. Go to my Cash App, sow a seed today. Go to Western Union, sow a seed right now. Select a sow a seed. Go to Western Union. You can go to Walmart, or you can go to the Cash App. Everybody listens to this show. Let's see if I get some support. Sow some seed and watch God bless you back. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.